down to dunk.
And I'm down to dunk.
I'm down to dunk.
This is J-Dub, and I'm down to dunk.
I'm Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, and I'm down to dunk.
This is Lindy Waters, and I'm down to dunk.
I'm Mike Muscala, and I'm down to dunk.
This is Jay Will, and I'm down to dunk.
This is Kenneth Williams, and I'm down to dunk.
This is Lou Dort, and I'm down to dunk.
Will you say this is Lou Dort, and I'm down to Dort?
This is Lou Dort, and I'm down to Dort.
Good morning, and welcome to episode 1-3-1-8 of Down to Dunk. You can find us anywhere else. You can find us on The Athletic and anywhere else to subscribe to your podcast. Go to theathletic.com/am2dunk and get The Athletic for $1, one for 6 months. I am Luke. Enjoy this morning. Bye, Andrew.
But I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today. It's pretty cool. Pretty damn cool.
Woo! Slam through.
And Taylor.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You.
You-hoo.
Anybody home? I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. Slam through.
Do, 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 do.
Jesus.
Wow, that was good.
Good God.
That was really good. You're really bringing it
today. Woke up all the kiddos.
All the kitties.
Meow, meow.
All the kitties. Meow.
So the lottery was on Tuesday night. Thought we might be heading to Chili's.
One of the worst nights of my life.
It sure. Did you go to Chili's?
No.
You really wanted it.
No, I started the night with a lot of anticipation and excitement. Really wanted to go to Chili's. And the night, double B's.
How often did you go to Chili's?
No, never. That's why I really wanted to go.
When was the last time you went to Chili's?
Years.
It's not very good.
Yeah.
But in a situation like this, I think it would have been busting.
It would have been busting.
It would have been busting.
Yeah.
I think we talked about it in the text group. The vibes at Chili's are good, but the food is very bad, and the food used to be a lot better.
Yeah, for sure.
Or I was just 18 and did not know what was good food yet.
I don't think we knew what good food was yet. Anyways, the Thunder got the 12th pick, which is where they should be.
Where we belong.
It's where we belong.
Hey, the sweet spot, though, Andrew.
It is the sweet spot, definitely, without a doubt.
Yeah, that's okay. That's great. It's great, actually.
Thunder have picked 12th many times before. It's worked out pretty well.
Yeah, they're very comfortable picking at 12.
Yeah.
We have a lot of. Do we want to ask some of these Twitter questions about this?
Yeah, let's ask some sort of questions about this.
First questions about this is from @darkwing_duck5, who wants to know over under 2.5 players drafted by us this year.
So the Thunder have the 12th pick in the first round. That's their only first round pick. Then they have pick 37 and pick 50. So will they draft all three? I mean, they don't have the roster spots for three guys. They could use those second rounders or at least fit the 50th pick for a two-way spot. I would say over.
I also would say over.
Yeah, I think there's a chance that maybe they try to buy into the first round again like they did last year.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised to see that, and then they just kind of battle it out in training camp. So, yeah, I think that there's certainly a chance that they draft three guys in the draft and then just ride it out. I mean, even if you draft somebody at 50, it doesn't mean that you have to sign them or give them a guaranteed contract. Mm-hmm. I don't know a whole lot about the guys in the 50s.
What about Adam Bona? what if we drafted Dick and Bona?
Grady Dick and Adam Bona.
Yeah. That's a 1-2 punch.
I'm not sure anybody has considered that possibility yet or that combination. God.
Yeah, my brain can't even do anything with that.
We call him the gruesome twosome.
I think it's a good idea. But yeah, I think there's a
Hardy boys.
There you go.
I think there's a good chance that they'll draft three guys and then figure it out.
Adam Bona.
Adam Bona.
I saw it. Thought, got to do it.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go under. I think they actually trade all their picks.
All of them.
Yeah. The Grizzlies are going to just start over. Grizzlies are just going to start over. So everyone's for sale. No, I'm saying we got Desmond Bain. We trade our first round pick.
You see the picture of Bain with Kenrich?
No.
They both were having surgery in like the same hospital or whatever, and they took a picture together.
Oh, that's always so fun when you get to have surgery with one of your friends.
TCU buddies. Yeah.
Wow. You guys want to get surgery with me sometime?
No.
Do I want to? No.
What if it's a cool surgery?
What's a cool surgery?
Yeah, what do you want?
Where they put the rods in your legs so you can be taller?
Oh, okay. I would do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I'm walking out 6'6",
yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing it.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're starting to do that kind of regularly.
Yeah. They are.
Because you used to have to go to China or Japan and to do it, I think.
Really?
I don't know.
Classic.
I read a story about a guy who did, though.
It would be Japan, you know?
Yeah, just walk out and be like, I'm
gigantic. That would be funny, though.
The recovery is apparently terrible.
Dude, I can't imagine. They put like these huge metal rods in your... like thigh area. What's this bone called? This big one.
Femur.
That's where they do it. They break it and they elongate your femur with a metal rod. I can't imagine how long that rehab would take.
You're in China or Japan for like 4 months.
Can you maintain athleticism if you do that?
I thought about that.
Like, could players start to do that?
There's no way. I don't think you could. The bone would, I think, is... it's not very...
it'd be kind of crazy to be like, hey, Trey Mann is going to take a year off to get a surgery so that he comes back 6'9".
Yeah.
I mean you don't know until you try. Because I just said the bone would come back weaker, but I think bones, when they break, they come back stronger.
Yeah, but it's okay. Have you seen an x-ray of it?
No.
It's bone, rod. Oh. So the bones are not even touching anymore. There's a rod there.
What if Sam Presti had a press conference? He's like, listen, Poku's last chance is to be 8 feet tall. And we're gonna do it, and he'll be back in 2025, but he'll be 8 feet.
He just has Waluigi proportions.
That's what I was thinking about. I'm already all legs anyway. Like, my belly button is right between my nipples. My torso is so short.
Wow.
So if I could have, like, if I add more leg, I will look like a freak.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's do it.
Okay.
So together.
Boom.
All right. Let's move on to our next early Twitter question.
You'll come out and be like, I got the different rod extension.
It comes from @EvanETM. Who wants to know, who is someone marked in the 20s or 30s that OKC might take at 12?
Adam Bona?
Bona. No. They're reaching for Bona.
I mean, Rupert is definitely somebody that is possible, who's probably, it's like falling to the 20s. Other possibilities, like Maxwell Lewis from Pepperdine, is somebody that I think could pop up just because he's 6'7". He can kind of do a little bit of everything. I'd be really surprised, though, if that were one of the guys. I mean, if Leonard Miller is in a lot of mock drafts in the teens now, but a few weeks ago he's in the 20s. So, like, those are definitely guys I could see. My guy Bufkin, who's going up draft boards right now, mm-hmm. I think is somebody.
Bluff.
But things are going to change over the course of the next few weeks. I mean, I was talking about this with Alex post-pod on Wednesday, but, I mean, remember the night of the lottery in 2021? I mean, everybody thought Jonathan Kuminga was going to be the third pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he slides all the way to 7. I mean, it was like a foregone conclusion. Like, all year we talked about that draft class, and, like, Kuminga was, like, always the third guy in every single conversation. As we got closer and closer, as teams got to know Kuminga and kind of what his mental makeup was, we're like, I don't think that's the guy. And then like Barnes started rising. This is going to happen within this, with whether somebody. It's Amen Thompson or Jairus Walker or Cam Whitmore or somebody. I think he's going to rise, and like things are going to change over the course of the next few weeks as not only teams get to know these guys a little better, but you know, we start to find out, like some teams will just tell reporters everything about what happens in these interviews and workouts. You know, the Thunder don't do that, but we're going to find out what some teams think about these guys, you know?
Yeah.
So it's going to evolve, you know, from here. I feel like we think we know everything about there is to know about this draft, but it's going to evolve. That's just the way that it goes almost every single year.
And our next question is comes from at Red Sox Rebert, who wants to know draft party?
Yeah. Draft party.
Yeah.
Draft party.
Yeah. We're going to have a draft party for sure.
And it's going to be at, well, we have no details.
It's going to be a Faster Hall again, I would guess.
Yeah, okay. I think so too. And okay. I'm going to eat a wiener.
When they take Bona.
That should be the thing. You know how we were going to go to Chili's?
Yeah.
So this one is, if they draft Dick or Bona, everyone has to
order a schnitzel.
No, schnitzel is fried pork. That's not a wiener.
I think it is.
A schnitzel.
You're saying a schnitzel's not a wiener?
It's okay. Not.
It is definitely. You've lost your mind.
I think it is.
You've lost your mind.
A thin slice of meat. A schnitzel is fried meat, guys.
Okay, look.
Does that look like it looks like a smash bone, huh?
What about that's a wiener a schnitzel?
That's a schnitzel.
What's a wiener schnitzel then? God, moron.
This is wiener schnitzel. Why are you guys saying?
No, it's not.
Yes, it whatever. Is. You guys whatever. Are using the wrong German word. You're get your German up.
Pein. Frankfurter.
Yeah, you've lost your mind, Taylor. But we will have a draft party for sure.
Oh my gosh, guys. We want to move on to that, the next next thing in the note?
Not yet. Let's talk a little bit about Pick 12. And
okay. Do you want to ask this question? I skipped it.
Yeah.
It comes from at OKC_UTV. There's a somewhat consensus group of prospect ranked 5 through 11 on most public NBA draft boards. How many of that group, Whitmore, Assar, Walker, Hendricks, Black, Grady, Wallace, he was afraid to use the word dick, would you take over Kobe Bufkin? Are you a huge Kobe Bufkin guy?
I'm a Bufkin boy.
Yes.
For sure.
He's been a Bufkin boy.
I've been one for a minute.
He stays buff.
Yeah, he does. He stays right. Bufkin.
I would probably take him over Cason Wallace just because I believe in Bufkin's offensive upside. And the Thunder need a scoring punch off the bench that's reliable, that can create for others too. And I think Bufkin could be that kind of player. And he can also close because he can defend. So I'd probably take him over Cason Wallace. I might take him over Grady Dick just because of the creation stuff. And I just don't know that the Thunder would take a player like Grady Dick in the draft. He's kind of more of a one-dimensional offensive player. That might be disrespectful to Grady. He can do a little bit more than probably what he did at Kansas, but I might take Bufkin over him. I don't think I would take, like, if Taylor Hendricks was on the board and the Thunder would actually consider taking him as like a player that doesn't really create off the bounce or create for others, I would still probably rather have Hendricks just because his skill set is pretty coveted at 6'9" and can defend and shoot. I would probably still take Anthony Black and Assar Thompson over him, but I don't know. I'm a big Bufkin boy, though. I think at 12, I think that they should truly consider him. I think he's the most well-rounded player in the draft in that range, and I don't think it's particularly close because you look at a lot of these other players, and they just don't. They have a lot of holes in their game, and Bufkin really doesn't, and so I guess it really depends on like the evaluation from Presti and his people is like, he did this at Michigan, really the second half of the season. He played really, really well. because they stopped running the offense through Jet Howard and started running it through Kobe, and he was amazing. And so does that translate to the NBA is the question. And I think it will, but Preston them know a lot better than me. And so I think, but I would love to see Bufkin in a Thunder jersey. I think it'd be very fun. And having a Kobe on the team would be cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much Rest of power. It is Kobe?
Kobe.
R.I.P.
What if his name was Eugene?
Eugene Bufkin? That's a cool name,
That's
too.
A good name.
Okay.
Gene Bufkin.
William Bill Bufkin.
See, Bufkin is just a really cool last name. Yeah. It's one of the better last names in this draft.
Yeah, it's no Bona.
Yeah, I was saying,
it's not Bona, but...
If his name was Kobe Bona...
Kobe Bona.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you got... He might be the number one pick.
Yeah. You'd have to be.
Yeah. But, yeah,
the Spurs take Kobe Bona instead of Wembanyama.
Shocking surprise.
Speaking of Wembanyama, why can I say it and Woj can't say it? Woj said it incorrectly on the broadcast 4 times.
Well, what did he say?
He changed it up. It would be Wembanyama. Wembanyana.
I've heard Wembanyana a lot.
Yeah, he kept switching it around.
He was nervous and it was 2:30 in the morning.
No, it was not.
Well, that was for Windy.
That was Windhorse. Okay. Woj was on the ESPN broadcast.
He was also nervous.
Yeah.
He was nervous. He's always nervous.
Yeah.
You know, I saw him on the side of the road in Salt Lake City.
He's
kind of a short king.
Yeah.
He's shorter than you think.
I will say this. I think Woj is getting a little bit of a bad rap about this Brandon Miller stuff.
Really?
Because Jonathan Givony said on the Low Post that Brandon Miller's not doing well in interviews, that things aren't going well for him, yada, yada. And Woj said on draft night that things are going very well for him.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people jumped to the conclusion that Woj is... doing this for agents or whatever, which is the logical jump to make. However, I will say that the stuff that Woj said is way more close to other things that I've heard firsthand than what Givony's saying. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't jump to the conclusion that Givony is necessarily the most reliable source.
Oh, interesting.
So, That's all I have to say about that.
That's all you're going to say about it, huh?
That's all I have to say about that.
Huh. Well, only time will tell.
It's true.
Let's move to this next thing. How about that?
We can move on.
Oh my gosh, the most riveting article of all time has dropped. The most important written word since the Bible. I'm talking, of course, about Josh Giddey's letter to Oklahoma City on the Players Tribune.
Wow.
If you would have asked me 3 days ago if the Players Tribune still existed, I would have waffled on my answer.
The only reason I know is because Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, a wrestler, wrote something on it about a year ago.
Oh, okay.
So I knew that it was still around.
Okay.
This letter needed a stronger edit.
You know what's crazy is, okay, that all those guys have ghostwriters. They have guys that edit and write them, right?
This was not written by him. This was written by a 24-year-old low man on the totem pole at the Players Tribune.
Yeah. And I think they try to write it out as if it's like that person talking.
So you're saying they're trying to write it intentionally bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a little bit better than how Josh would have done it, you know, because he like the narrative, like the storytelling and the placement of all the points and stuff is correct, but how it's written, I mean, there's like 2-word sentences in that piece.
I can't get through it. It's so boring.
Besides, I read the whole thing. It's very boring.
So boring. Besides, was there anything interesting in it at all to you?
Actually there was, I have to pull that up. I thought it was interesting. What was pulled out of it was him saying that Coach D has one of the highest IQs of any coach that he's played for, which it's like, yeah, I mean, you're only 20, dude. How many coaches have you played for? And this is your coach in the NBA. Of course, he's going to be better than your other coaches.
I mean, that is not necessarily true.
Why? You think his high school coach is like could be smarter than Coach D?
No, no, no. What I'm saying is, like, there are other coaches in the league that I don't think he would have the same opinion of. Like, if he was drafted by the Rockets, I'm not sure that he's having that same opinion.
Okay. I mean, that's a good point. But
like, the thing about Degnault is, it is, I think that it's true. Like, he's an extremely smart person. And I think it's cool that he's pointing that out. It's cool that he's pointing that out. Because not every NBA coach is going to kind of come through like that. So I do think that it's not nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he played professionally in Australia, too.
Yeah.
Like he just didn't play like high school basketball. You know, like the high school coaches that we think of. You know, like, of course, Mark is going to be a level up from that. But he did play professionally for Adelaide.
I also liked that he started calling out. He was talking about we could have had some more wins. Looking back on the season, there are a couple games that stick out.
Yeah,
he's like basically he was like Detroit sucks. We could have beat them. Charlotte they sucked. We should have beat them.
Yeah,
I loved that.
Which is definitely what fans were thinking during the season.
Yeah,
as well as like we should have had these games.
Mm-hmm.
Why does this exist? I don't understand why.
What is the point of this? Who does this? What?
It's just I don't know what prompts it.
Yeah,
I don't know exactly what prompts it because whenever I actually like quote tweeted it, people were like, "Wait, is he leaving?"
Yeah. It's like, what's the? There's no new information that was released in this.
Here's what I think happened. I think that the Players Tribune had an article written about Oklahoma City, and contacted him and his people and said, "Hey, we have this article written. Would you like it to be from you?"
This just seems like more.
Read it, make some changes if you want, and then get back to us.
I do think that this was co-written by Josh.
But in the way that it was pre-written and then said, "Hey, spice it up with some things that you want to change."
I don't think that's
true. I 100% think.
I don't think that's true.
There's no voice like, "Oh, this is something only Josh would say." This could be any player on the team.
I'm not going to disagree with that point. Yeah. I'm not going to disagree with that point. But I will say the timing of it is curious. Like it kind of more feels like something that maybe should have been released in like October, like early October.
Mm-hmm.
But it is nice. I think a lot of people really appreciated some of the things that were said in there about the fan base and whatnot. And so
it just feels like Presti was like, "Hey, Josh, you know, I have this idea for you. You could go to the Tribune, Players Tribune. Maybe you write about this and this and this."
I mean,
maybe just push that out.
I mean, I have no idea how this thing was birthed.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But
what did you think about it?
I thought it was nice.
Yeah, but it's
on a scale. I mean,
I thought it was
it's content. It's like general Thunder content. So it's fine. But
it was nice.
I will forget about this tomorrow. And then never think about it again.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, there's just nothing to it, I don't think. I mean, it's if you're listening to this and you're like, "Huh, maybe I should read it." You shouldn't. Just you've heard it. You've heard what we've said. There's nothing more to it.
Yeah. He did talk about the play-in as well, which I thought was one of the more interesting points in the piece. Where he just mentioned how they treated that first game like it was just any other game. And then they go into the second game and they tried to put
they said they weren't ready.
Yeah.
He said then we had to turn around and play Minnesota 2 days later Sydney, Australia. And unfortunately, we just weren't ready for the jump. They put it on us early. That was a team that had been in that situation before. They knew what it took to win those games, those types of games.
You're slipping into Michael Caine. You're slipping into Caine. Be careful.
That always happens. Yeah. I always Mr. slip Wayne. Into Caine.
You're slipping into Caine, Mr. Wayne.
They knew what it took to win those types of games.
Because someone just want to watch the world burn. The Batman.
We have Fleavy in the chat says, Australian fan here, stop talking, please.
Big That's Michael Caine fan here. They're also saying, also stop talking. Dang. You're you can't win with anybody. Both.
That was my Australian Caine.
Yeah. I think Josh made some good points there with just the way that they approached everything. But anyways, it's something that happened yesterday, Thunder related. And
true. This one thing about this article, it was certainly related to the Thunder.
Yep. It's true. It's true.
This was Luke and I's only assignment was to read this.
He deep dives on like the Bulls season. Like, let me tell you about the Bulls season. This is my thoughts.
I'd actually be very interested in that.
That would be much more interesting.
That would be Dear Chicago Dear by Josh Giddey.
Dear
Huh? What's this for? I'd read that.
Dear Charlotte from Josh Giddey.
You guys suck. We really should have won that game.
We should have beat you.
I can't believe we lost to you at home.
Sticks with me that we should have beat you.
Yeah.
Sticks in my craw.
Yeah. Well. Anyways, that's that. Anything else that you got to get off your chest? Let's say he did sit down and just write that into a Google Doc. Like, how many essays do you think Josh Giddey has written in the past, like, several years? Probably zero.
Yeah, zero. Yeah. If you're an athlete, you don't have to write papers.
It's just funny. It's just around the time of our lives where we were writing stuff all the time.
Dude, you know, I was just talking to someone about this on Tuesday. I actually really miss that feeling of fear and pressure when you're like, you know, you really have to bang out a huge paper. So you're just living at the library for 2 days.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it.
You liked that.
Yeah, I kind of liked it. I don't know why. It was like you had to go into this different world and girlfriends, friends would be like, hey, come over. You're like, no, I can't. I really can't. And it's just, there's all that pressure. And then you finish.
Should I give you an assignment?
I don't know, because there's more responsibilities.
There's no way it happened that you do it.
No, I don't do it. I do go live at the library. Also, library now, like, you know, living at the downtown library, different than living at the library on campus.
You know that drafting, like, really important documents that have a timeline to be filed or turned in is, like, my entire job.
Is it really?
Yes.
God, you're so lucky.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So I like.
You must feel that feeling all the time.
Well, I feel it a lot, and I didn't like it. I mean, I enjoyed it in college, but it's like, you know, motivate you. I get it.
You get, and you walk around, you like see some other buddies, see some people. Yeah. You're just like Red Bulled out of your mind.
Not this coffee now.
Coffee now.
But like a friend attorney might be like, hey, let's go to lunch. I'll be like, oh, no, I gotta finish this thing.
Yeah.
I gotta get it. I said I'd get it to my client. Gotta get it to opposing counsel. Blah 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 blah.
It's like, if I don't get this done, he's gonna go to jail.
They're gonna have my ass. That's what I say.
Headshot's back to a bigger and bigger. Headshot's back to a bigger and bigger.
The Guardian, which is a paper in Philadelphia, I believe.
Okay.
They said, don't stop with Doc Rivers. Time to burn the Philadelphia 76ers to the ground.
Yeah.
They want to burn it all down. I think they probably should.
Yeah.
They really pooped their pants with this whole thing.
Yeah,
and so
that's
bad. That leads me to my question. Have you guys ever pooped your pants?
Yes.
I have, yeah.
Okay.
I was going to, this is like, this is a few, this is probably now 8 years ago, maybe nine.
Okay.
So late 20s. So I was
grown manhood.
I was getting ready to go. Like, I had to go to my parents' house for something. And I was like at where I was living. And I was like, I kind of got to go. Like, I could have gone before I went. And I was like,
always do that.
So I was like, yes, a little lesson learned.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to get there. And so I'm driving to my parents, and it's like 3/4 of the way there. It's like, this is an emergency. This is, and but there's no really out there at that time. Like, there's nowhere to stop, really.
Yeah.
And I'd gotten too far away to turn back, where it's like, if I turn back, it's the same amount of time that getting there. And so I'm, and so legs just, I mean, shaking.
Wow, shaking. Because you're trying to hold so
it
hard.
In, literally trying to hold it in.
Wow.
And I pull into their driveway and it didn't make it.
You get to their driveway.
I mean,
Yeah, because at that point, if it's already right there, any kind of movement, you had to open your legs to get out the door.
And it was kind of like park, skidding to stop, slamming into park, like keys still in the car, just like, no. And I pooped in my pants.
Yeah.
Adult. Andrew?
I was probably 17 years old.
So younger than when Luke did it.
A little younger.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was on the way to church. I was playing in the youth band, playing guitar, and I was sick. And so I had the runs. And I got into the church parking lot and I thought I would just test it out. You know, I hadn't tested it out,
like see if it was
I hadn't confirmed that I had the runs yet. And then I confirmed it in the parking lot and then immediately turned around. I texted my cousin who was playing bass and then he put me into his phone as turd pants. And I can neither confirm nor deny that I'm still in his phone. Pants. I mean, 20 years later,
I still
might be turd pants in his phone.
You're forever known.
Turd pants.
Forever known as turd pants.
Yeah. In college, like we both went to OSU, he would show me like, hey, this is still, he's like, call me.
I have a question about your story. When you said test it out.
Yeah.
Like I had you some... thought it was a fart?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thought it was a fart. It was a blast explosion.
It was similar to Luke's is that I don't know why I did that in the parking lot though.
Yeah.
I feel like I did have a choice.
Yeah. We all have to
learn. Where I don't think Luke had much of a choice.
No.
I feel like I did have a choice.
Yeah.
But you know, you're 17. Your prefrontal cortex isn't fully developed yet. You just can't make decisions like you can.
Yeah, everything's about experimenting at that age, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Luke, were you still experimenting in 29?
No, it was such a, but now I know if you feel like I could do.
Yeah. Stick around a little longer.
Yeah. Be late.
Yeah.
Be late.
Yeah.
Be totally. Late. Be late. It is, you can, it's going to be a lot better than the other way where I showed up parents' house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I told this story before. I'm sure we've all told these stories before on here.
I'm pretty sure I've told that story before.
Yeah. Well, I had a thing with my friend Logan Bohr in high school where anytime I walked into a bathroom and he was there, I would try to fart on him because he was at the urinal and like he couldn't leave, you know, midstream. So I'd go up to him and try to fart on him. One time I turned around, tried to fart on him. Wasn't a fart. It was a turd.
Don't trust it.
That's what I get.
That is what you get.
Yeah.
When you're playing with fire, you get burnt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put my pants at school. All right, thanks. That's Tayshaun's, and that's what the Philadelphia 76ers did. Tayshaun's back toy bigger in victory. Tayshaun's back toy bigger in victory. Can I see your DMs? When you ask these questions, can I go through your DMs?
No, it's privileged. You can't see it. Okay. Someone's looking for some advice. And this person's name is Andrew, and they want to know what advice can the members of the pod give to someone who's thinking about starting their own business.
What business is it?
Doesn't specify.
None of your business.
None of your business.
All right. It all depends on the business. So how do we help?
Well, just in general.
You got to know what you're doing. It's like, I feel like there's a lot of people that are like, I just want to work for myself and start my own business. And then they just do something that they think will make a lot of money. But they're not passionate about it or into it.
Like selling pogs.
Selling pogs, yeah. Like you could start your own business doing it.
I think you had to do so much research. about what you're doing.
Yeah.
So you have to really, you can't just be like, I can't just be like, hey, I'm going to open up a pizzeria.
Right.
I know nothing about running a restaurant, running, making pizza, anything like that. I don't know. I've never worked in a restaurant. Don't know anything about it. I'm guessing my pizzeria is not going to be very good.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be good.
I just think if you have to do so much research into what you're doing, whatever it is, and like there's no amount of research, like the more you do, the better.
All right, so let's just assume that this person is an expert at whatever they're doing and starting the business for, okay?
Okay.
Custom boutique Play-Doh.
Even okay, let's say they are a expert in boutique Play-Doh.
Mm-hmm.
They're not an expert in running a business,
right?
And it's so much different. So you just need to like cover all your angles and still like that. Look at other boutique Play-Doh things,
mm-hmm.
Stores, because they're everywhere, every corner now. I see these boutique Play-Dohs, but look more and more and more. What are they doing? How are they advertising? What does that look like? Like, get a game, like a serious game plan together. It's not like you're opening tomorrow, whatever it may be. Like, you need to be like, we're opening in like a year, and just plan and stick to that plan.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't rush into it.
These are the things that I went to college and got my bachelor's in business administration. Okay. Prepare me at all.
You went to the turtle.
Then I went to the Turtle Man. Yeah. No, that was later. That was 2017.
Okay.
This was Slate. So running a screen.
Okay.
These are the things that I had no idea I had to do until we were actually running the business. You have to pay, figure out how often you have to pay your sales tax, which is every month, and where to pay it, which is really hard to figure it out. But search, I don't know if you're in Oklahoma, but just search your state. And sales tax. Also, you have to get a sales tax permit, which
Whoa,
is
we're
different.
we're really diving in.
Well, these are the three things, and then you have to have a lot of money.
The other thing about it is when you're running your own business, you, business owner, get paid last.
Right.
Like, yeah. If you don't pay everyone, your business is not going to succeed.
That's
true. It's
not
going to go anywhere. You get paid last, which means a lot of times when you're running things, there are months you yourself don't get paid.
That's true.
Or that you don't get near as much. And so you need to take that into account. It's not like you're still going to start your business and it's like, I'm rolling in dough. Not Play-Doh, money, mm-hmm. dough, right away. It's like, Play-Doh. Oh, like I'm barely able to make it and I can't pay myself anything this month.
Yeah.
Because it's so tough. You just gotta, you know, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Yeah.
You gotta really be careful.
You're gonna need a lot of extra stimulants in your body to push through, because when you start your own business, it's a 24-hour-a-day work day.
And the buck stops here.
That's right. So start
That's
smoking.
Me pointing at you.
Start smoking cigarettes. Start drinking a lot more coffee. Start, you know, I don't know. If you got a drug guy, call him up.
Taylor, come on.
Wow.
Now we're into bad advice.
Yeah, this is bad, bad yeah. advice.
All right.
Oh, okay.
But that's some ideas. And guess
pray
what?
More.
There you go. There you go. Better. Okay.
Drug guy, pray more.
That's my advice for now. And our advice.
Okay, well, good luck. We're
send us what business it is, and
yeah,
we'll give you a shout out on the
My pod. Daughter would love your boutique Play-Doh. Please send us some.
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
How are you going to beat the man Play-Doh?
No, this is special Play-Doh.
You're not going to beat the man.
It cannot be a thing. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break.
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's the butterfly effect for real.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
And we're back after that quick break. It's time for some Twitter questions.
Twitter questions. You've got questions and you ask them on Twitter. Now we answer them for you. This is Twitter questions. Now let's get down to it.
Just added a new one. Let's ask that one. Our first Twitter question comes from Nickel Forward, who wants to know if we could somehow trade for Portland's 3 pick in a 3-way trade, would you do it?
The thing about this 3rd pick, and a lot of people just assume, hey, this pick can be traded. The Blazers want to be good. There's got to be a team that has a really good player that is willing to part with that player in order to get younger and swing for upside later on. And I'm not sure who that team is. I think Toronto makes some sense, especially if it is Scoot Henderson there, where you basically try to build your team around Scotty Barnes and Scoot, and you trade Siakam and maybe OG as well. And I think that they would have to throw in a little bit more to make that happen, but is that really changing the Blazers' contender status? Like, that doesn't make them a contender. It makes them a playoff team. That's the problem. That's the problem with the Blazers, is that if they want to be a title contender, there's maybe 3 guys they could trade for that would actually make them a title contender. And so I don't know what the Blazers are doing. I think it would be a big mistake. We are going to have Sean Hyken on Slam and Jam to discuss this entire topic for tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. But for the Thunder, I mean, they could offer a bevy of picks. They could offer, Josh Giddey's not going to write that piece and the Thunder trade him a month later. That's not going to happen.
That's why he did it.
Oh,
he's protecting himself.
He's protecting himself
from trade.
Yeah. Wow. That's 4D chess.
That's a good move.
Uh-huh.
That is a good move.
Now it all makes sense.
Yeah, we got it.
But if you're the Blazers, okay.
Because we're not, from what you're telling me, we're not the team giving up the player. We're some other team is giving up the good player that goes to Portland, and we're giving the bevy of picks to them.
Yeah, but why would, I just don't understand why a 3-team trade would even make sense for a deal like this. Because if the Raptors are the ones that
the third.
Well, yeah, if you're starting over, do you want 5 picks or do you want the 3rd pick in this really good draft? I think you just want the 3rd pick.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm trying to figure out how even a 3-way trade would even make sense for the Thunder.
Also, I saw someone on Twitter yesterday say that Damian Lillard requested softly requested a trade or something. I don't know. He's been subtweeting, and it seems like he wants to be traded.
He kind of always does that, every year around this.
There's some attention seeking stuff that happens with Dame around this time of year.
Yeah, that's true.
All the time.
That's a really good point. I've never thought about that, but that is true every year.
I think
that we talk about him every year, and then he stays, and then we all give him credit for staying. But it's because he does this initial groundwork now. Because right now, nobody is talking about how, man, Shea's so loyal.
Yeah.
Shea's so loyal. You know, every year we go through this cycle with Dame where it's, should they trade him? Yes, they should. Does Dame want to be traded? Maybe. Because you know what? He's meeting with LeBron. But yeah, you know what? Yeah. He's doing these things. But then at the end of the day, I just want to stay here. And then we all clap. Yay! Good job! Thank you! What a loyal man! But he's doing it. He's playing us every year.
Yeah.
Playing us like a fiddle.
Turnpants is bringing it. I didn't know you had this much hatred towards Dame.
I don't have any hatred toward him at all. You're just annoyed. I just am seeing what he's doing.
Yeah.
Because you see right through him.
Not every play. Like, is Bradley Beal doing this every year? Like, we don't even hear anything from Beal.
Yeah.
Ever. And he's on Blazers East.
That's so true.
You know? Blazers East. It's good. We don't ever hear anything. Beal's just doing his thing.
Yeah.
It would be very frustrating to be a Blazers fan and just see them be good enough to make the playoffs, obviously need to take a leap, unable to ever do it, and like...
They're going to run out of time. It's going to be this until Damian Lillard is not good anymore.
They have the third pick in the draft with their own pick. Time has already run out.
Yeah. That's true.
I know Dame was really good last year, but it amounted to nothing.
Yeah.
And the rest of the team is not good. And what are you at? I mean, maybe Embiid demands a trade, and you trade Simons, the third pick, and I mean, you have to give up a ton.
But what? Embiid goes to Portland?
And then you have, and then you have Embiid and Dame, and then you have to. And then you find yourself in the same situation that the Suns are in, where it's like, yeah, we got these really great guys at the top, but we have
nothing.
Ish Wainwright, who is going to play, and it's going to be confusing because there's no way this football player should be in a basketball jersey.
He's so wide. It's amazing.
Yeah. Something like that will happen where it's like, man, I cannot believe that the Blazers are playing these four players right now. But that's... And then it will take another year for them to be able to build the team. And people are like, man, is this worth it for the Blazers? And that is their best case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
That is their best case scenario.
Dame has the star power to demand a trade and basically go wherever he wants to go.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he do it?
I think at the end of the day, he doesn't want to leave Portland.
He likes this.
He likes it.
He likes the song and dance of maybe I'll leave.
Yeah, maybe I'll do it, but not. I won't.
But you know what?
I'm loyal.
I'm loyal. He's going to meet with somebody else in the next few weeks, and we're going to all question it. He's going to be in the news cycle. He likes to be in the news cycle.
Mm-hmm. Could he get his way to the Spurs?
I mean, probably.
Wow.
I mean, why? I mean, Chris Haynes basically exists to tweet about Dame.
And Kevin Durant.
Yeah, Durant less so, but Dame all the time.
Yeah. Chris Haynes, speaking of, I'm not going to say, let's just move on.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to our next Twitter question.
That's a good idea.
Comes from @Alex_BowlerJack, who wants to know your summer 2023 summer chips Plans. Rating. Oh.
Summer chips.
What are your chips rating? Because it changes. In the winter, you want some thicker, heartier chip.
Is that true?
I've never thought about if my chip preferences are seasonal.
I mean, I probably eat more chips in the summer.
Boom, summer chips.
Yeah, just because there's more opportunity. You're cooking out more. There's
chip
parties.
It's chip season. So winter is soup season, summer chips.
Yeah. Wow, chip season.
Here's a huge chip I'm on right now.
All right.
Pringles.
What? That's huge.
multiple. They have a new buffalo flavor.
Okay.
Spicy. It's good. And then salt and vinegar. And then pizza.
Oh, gross.
That's good.
That's not
good. I'm telling you, I'm into Pringles right now.
Pizza Pringles were, I ate those when I was a kid.
I was going to say,
and
those
I tried
are,
them as an adult, and they're terrible.
Those are made for 8-year-olds.
Yeah, still they good. Are. Pringles, still good. Get you a sleeve. The other thing is, the sleeve of Pringles,
$2. $2. Chips are so expensive.
If you were Pringles. To put them into a bag, how much of a bag would
it's
the Pringles
fair,
fill?
A ton, because you could fit, because
Pringles stack.
I'm aware of that. I'm just saying
you could.
How big would the? I'm just asking. Would the bag be a normal size bag?
No, but they stack. Normal chips don't stack.
And we so wouldn't even buy Pringles. I know.
Apples and oranges. It would not fill near much of the bag.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
But it's unfair. But the question itself is unfair.
I don't even think we'd buy Pringles if they were in a bag.
Well, no. Part of the thing is
they break too easily.
They're in, but it gives you the ones at the bottom that you get to chug.
Yeah. Do what?
You get to chug the crumbs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. The Buffalo Pringles is good.
The Buffalo Pringles is good. Yeah.
The Buffalo Pringles is good. Huge Pringles guy right now.
I'm a big Sun Chips man. Harvest cheddar, garden salsa. Delicious.
Yeah, those are good.
They are, but they're like college to me. I'm not a Sun Chips guy post college.
Oh, I would definitely go Sun Chips.
I love it. I love Sun Chips.
Yeah, they're really good. Anymore. What about the bag? The noisy bag?
They keep them very fresh.
Remember the super noisy one?
Yes. They went, like, that's what I'm talking about.
Biodegradable.
Do they still have that?
No, it's not. They took that away almost immediately because people did not like it so much. It was so loud.
It's so incredibly loud. Yeah. I tried to take that thing into a movie theater once. Yeah.
No, oh, did you?
No, I did not.
That would be horrible.
The chip itself is loud to eat.
Chip is not a movie theater food because of that.
Yeah,
they have really all soft candies that are not going to crunch and munch.
Yeah, what like original potato chip are you going with if like you're at a barbecue and you've got like beans and dips and all these things available?
The barbecue Lays are
the
always
BBQ
good.
Lays is yeah. good.
Yeah, it's a
sour
good
cream and onion Lays.
Yeah, that's good. Another good option. What about Ruffles?
Yeah, cheddar
Ruffles.
Sour cream cheddar. Cheddar sour cream.
Yeah,
the spicy nacho Dorito is really good.
Yeah, it is good.
It's good.
It is good.
They have at Papa John's, they have a Cool Ranch Papadilla that I want to try.
What is that?
It's a Papadilla, which is
Papadilla?
It's basically a calzone just rebranded as Papadilla.
What are they going for? Quesadilla?
It's a quesadilla pizza, but it's basically a calzone.
And they don't even spell it like Dia, like Dilla, like Dia.
No,
they spell it D-I-A.
Do they? It's not Papadilla?
I think it's
Papadilla. And it's a Cool Ranch Papadilla. And I do want to try it.
No, it's this.
Oh, it's not Dilla.
It's D-I-A.
It's Dia. Yeah. But I do want to try the Cool Ranch Papadilla. And Papadilla, one word. For your search. See, it's basically a calzone, but it's folded over twice, like a quesadilla.
Yeah.
And it's Cool Ranch. I want to try it because I loved the Cool Ranch Taco Bell taco.
First question when I Google it, when it says people also ask, the first one is, are papadillas just folded pizza?
It is. Well, that's
it
how,
is.
That's,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm watching this little video.
It is.
On the PPJ's website. Yeah,
it's one pizza that they fold in half. Which is basically a calzone, or
if you take a slice of
pizza, but it's not though.
It's like a pizza taco. What? How would you? It's a quesadilla. It's a quesadilla.
It's a case of Diaz.
Yeah.
It's a case of Dillas. That's what it is.
No, this is a case of Diaz.
But I do want to try it.
Okay, so that's your summer chip.
It doesn't look good.
Luke's summer chip is the Papa John's Papadilla.
It's not aesthetically pleasing.
No,
I bet it tastes good.
I don't know. It looks like too much.
Yeah, I agree. It's too much.
Mm. I can't keep watching this.
I love how they dust it with the Cool Ranch.
It looks gross. Straight up.
But I do want to try it.
Straight up.
Did you see they made a movie about the guy who invented Flamin' Hot Cheetos? And there's going to be a whole movie about it, about how he came up with Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Flamin' Hot is like big with the youths. The youths.
It always has been.
I know. And it's a young man's game. And
it's
you
risky.
You can't understand it.
It's whiskey?
Risky.
When you
risky.
Were 16, you loved Flamin' Hot.
I like them more now than I did back then.
Yes, me too.
See, I'm not. It's too hot.
Me
too.
It's not too that, hot. They're really for me. Not that hot.
It's too hot.
They're
I'm going to get sweaty.
They're not that hot.
The Pringle Buffalo make me sweaty.
Really?
Yeah. In the face. Get sweaty.
Wow. You got a low tolerance for the heat.
I really do. If I'm on a date, I cannot have anything spicy and I'm sweating.
Wow.
On my face.
Wow.
It's not a good look.
You also, if you're on a date, you can't ask the waiter, is this kind of spicy?
How spicy is this? Don't ask him that. It's not a good question. You don't look good asking it.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
But is this spicy?
But if it is too spicy, this is what I'm doing. I too spicy. You know, for like those videos. I'm trying to. It's whenever things are. Why like
it's so spicy?
My like when I take a drink of Sprite. It's so spicy. What I'm trying to do, my niece is talking and knows the word spicy when things are hot, and she'll say it's spicy. But I'm trying to make it to where she says spicy. So whenever I say spicy, I say it like that, trying to get her to do it.
Is it working?
It has not worked yet. Oh, okay. But I think I can get there.
You gotta stick to the plan. Stick to the plan.
Take a bite of whatever she knows. Spicy.
Spicy.
It's gonna work eventually. All right, the summer chip of 2023 is Pringles Buffalo.
No, the summer chip of 2023 is Papa John's Papa John's Papadilla.
That's right. Gross. I'm gonna have one.
It looks so gross.
I'm going to have one. I can't promise this weekend, but I do want one, and I will have one, and I'll report. Before next week.
Yeah.
That's an L-man promise. Guarantee.
Okay, that means nothing.
Whatever. Hey, our next Twitter question comes from @about2dunk. And it's a question for Andrew. Do you and @SamVicini fight over your opinions on Alperen Şengün? He thinks Şengün is a trade asset that could be used by Houston to trade up.
We don't fight. No, we don't fight. But
is that just because you're not in person? Can't swing those punches?
Yeah, it's hard to punch somebody who lives in Australia.
You're just punching towards the camera.
I just don't know how Şengün is going to get you. Like why would the Blazers take 4 and Şengün to move back a spot?
It all depends on.
They would have to probably take back like bad salary too to make that work.
I think it just depends on how good you think Şengün is.
I just don't.
That's probably the difference.
I wouldn't want to build a team around Şengün as your starting center. Is what I would not want to do. You'd have to have such specific personnel around him, especially the Blazers. Like, why would you? It's probably overplayed the defensive liability stuff, but at the same point, like, Vucevic is probably like the highest level defensively that he could get to just because of his limitations. And it's probably even lower than that because he's only 6'8". He's not 7 feet, you know, where Vuce is big.
Yeah.
Şengün is not that big. Yeah. Offensively, he's great. I think that he's got a lot to his game. He can really pass. He can score in a lot of different ways. He's a very fun player. But to me, he would be like the ideal like sixth man coming off the bench, coming in, change of pace. He can probably close some games or some games he won't be able to because they'll target him.
You think he's Christian Wood?
No, I think he's better than Christian Wood because he can play team basketball.
I think he's better than a six man. I also, though, think he's benefiting from the Jokic effect. I think everyone is seeing how Lisa Salters is just now watching Jokic play basketball for the first time.
That is so frustrating.
That makes me want to scream.
It's so dumb.
Why would you say that out loud? Anyway. But I think now it's like...
He's won 2 MVPs.
2 MVPs.
What are you talking about?
Have you seen this bright young player?
Have you seen this guy?
He's got like, a few. Wow, I can't believe it. You know, they he's never assigned me to one of his games before. And she even said, I think I did actually do one of his games in the bubble, but...
I was like, what's this?
Bubble butt?
Bubble butt. Bubble, bubble, bubble butt.
Hey, guys.
Anyways, I just don't think... I mean, the Hornets, I wouldn't do that if I'm the Hornets. Obviously, you can't trade up.
Spurs, I'm doing it.
For this.
Also, the Rockets aren't going to do it. They love the guy.
I don't think that it's like that. I don't think that it's like that. I think a lot of Rockets fans like him. But
fans, no. Schmans.
What's funny is they would trade him, and he is probably their best chance right now of a player that they have on their team of like having a guy to build around. Like of all the guys that they have.
I don't think that's true.
I think so. I think he's really good. I think he might end up being their most important player.
I don't think that's true.
I think Jalen Green is good.
Well, I don't think he's the guy. I think Şengün's the guy.
You're out of your mind.
Jokic has opened my eyes to Euro trash.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just so hard to build a good defense around. The thing about Jokic, though, too, same with Vooch, is like he's huge.
Yeah.
And because he's so big and so smart, he can play defense in a way that is just like he's just getting in the way. Şengün is just not that big. I don't think that Şengün is a horrific defender, but I don't think that he's good enough to anchor a defense in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really difficult to have a center that's going to play 35 minutes a game that is going to be a liability, and you have to plan around what can we do.
Teams are playing big again, though. You can get a big next to him.
You want to play a big next to Şengün?
Sure.
He doesn't take threes.
The other big can. Dwight Howard, he's just putting threes up in China right now, dude.
This is why like Wimby actually would have been pretty great for them. But
losers.
But they lost.
Hey, guys, I've got a question for you. Are you miffed and are you peeved?
Miffed and peeved.
Are you miffed and peeved?
Yeah, I'm miffed. Yeah, so my dog.
My dog likes it.
I noticed yesterday that she was bleeding underneath her eye.
Well, stop hitting her.
And I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if she got attacked by an animal outside or she can't see real well. She's almost 14 years old. And so I thought maybe she ran into something. I don't know what happened. And so I take her to the vet, and she had a ruptured abscess in her face, and it ruptured through her face.
Ouch.
Looks terrible. It's awful. Anyways, the vet, she's like, okay, let me work up an estimate, and I'll bring it to you.
Oh, no.
I'm like, okay, fine. She brings it back, and she's like, well, we're probably going to have to take that tooth and like all these other teeth, and we're going to have to put her under. We have to do all these things. It's $1,200.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is insane. This can't be it. And so I call another vet that we have frequented as well. And I'm like, okay, what do you charge to do all of these things? Like, well, it probably won't be more than $250.
What?
And I'm like, yes, let's book it right now. That first vet charging that much more for the exact same thing.
Wow.
It's a racket.
I think this is what they've done. Actually, to have like do this thing is like $50.
Yeah.
But the first person way overcharges you and then say, well, go see this other person. Maybe they'll do it. And then they're like $250. You're like, yes, because you're like, that's a great deal. When really they're working together to get you. And
all
it should be 25.
Same
ownership. And it's really, they're just trying to trick you and they got you.
Yep. This is also the second time in your life when you've had to, you know, decide, should I pay this or should I let the dog, you know,
abscess away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just bloody.
It's weird that me and my dog probably had an abscess at the exact same time.
I know.
Yeah, you're connected.
That's weird.
Glad yours didn't rupture through your face. I would not be able to pod with you. It's just.
If my face, it would have exploded right here. Just.
Ugh.
Ugh. All over Luke.
Ugh.
Does that happen to humans? Like, does it rupture like that too?
I would.
Or does it rupture? Like, would it rupture in my mouth?
It would rupture in your mouth because yours, I think, was on the gums, not on the. On the lip, correct?
But no, I could feel it here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sick.
It was
sick.
Dude, it was terrible. Sick. It was terrible.
Well, you look normal again.
You know what they say, like owner, like dog.
That's what they say. That's what I've heard. Taylor, are you miffed? Are you peeved?
I'm always miffed. My dog just keeps eating grass and puking on our couch.
Ew.
I don't know why he does it.
Wow. My dog likes it.
I think because he's eating all these weird foods that my kids are just dropping all over the place.
Yeah.
So I think his stomach is hurting all the time. He only ever pukes on the couch.
Like owner, like dog.
Yeah. I go outside, eat grass, puke all over the couch.
I learned it from watching you. That's what the dog says.
I just don't know why he only pukes on the couch.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't puke anywhere else. And my house is mostly, you know, like not carpeted surfaces, so it'd be really easy to clean up anywhere else.
Yeah.
Just pukes in the couch. And I'm going to sell this couch eventually, and there's no way I'm going to tell people.
Who is going to buy
your dog
vomit couch?
This isn't my market. My market is on Facebook Marketplace. It's probably some woman named Doris.
Facebook Marketplace, if you want, this is what I'm most peeved about, if having used it within the past year. If you want to ruin your life, just put something on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, that's true.
You get hundreds of people just saying, is this still available? And if you reply back, like, please stop bothering me. That's what they say back to you. It's just horrible. It's like, I found another. And you're just, you are just wasting your time. Any money you get from selling something on Facebook Marketplace is just,
wow.
Oh, it's not worth the time.
Facebook is just filled with the worst people now. I really think so.
Wrong.
I'm on Facebook.
When was the last time?
Turd pants. Exactly.
I haven't posted on the old FB in years.
Yeah.
It's just not a good, I don't know. Social media nowadays is getting harder and harder to feel like myself on them.
Oh.
Just because it's too big now. Everything's too big.
Okay.
You know, Twitter, it's like I'm going on Twitter. It's not even the Twitter I'm trying to follow.
It's not fun anymore.
Instagram, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Facebook, there's no way I'm getting on there.
Are you on TikTok?
I'm not on TikTok.
Come on over to TikTok. That's where it's at, brother. It's so much fun. You will be up till 3 in the morning just scrolling vids.
Scrolling vids.
Well, if you want to be up till 3 in the morning scrolling vids.
You know, my coworker has a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old, and he said they're on TikTok, and they'll like watch them scrolling. And TikTok's kind of dangerous because they'll put like,
you don't know what's gonna be there.
You don't know what's gonna be there. 6-year-old
that's on TikTok.
Well, he does it like on his iPad, and it projects up on the TV so they can see it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I guess one time he was scrolling through, and it wasn't a nudie pic, but it was someone that said the P word.
Okay. I have two in my mind. You're fine.
Either not one. Penis.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
And they were like, what is going on? And the kid doesn't know what that is, you know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe think it's a cat or something. But it's like TikTok's too dangerous for kids.
Yeah, I think you don't even have to say that. I think that everybody knows that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let your 6-year-old do that. Yeah.
Why would you ever let your 6-year-old be on TikTok?
Would you?
I didn't know what TikTok was. I didn't know how dangerous it was.
You gotta get on it.
It sounds too dangerous for me.
No,
I don't want to hear that type of language.
It's perfect for you.
Yeah. So we will have a draft party in about a month. So keep your eyes and ears peeled. Can you peel your ears?
Peel them right off.
For more announcements surrounding that. I hope you guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you guys again on Monday.